VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, this is Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Yes, I don't have an internet connection this week, so hopefully this will get uploaded. Now on with the news.
Hello from Dennis at the WAVHF Group, and may the 4th be with you. My one chance in a year to use that old joke. As you know, the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of Operations Manor and Chowhound has been taking place for some time now and reached the peak for us in VK6 with the Bull Creek Aviation History Museum putting out the welcome mat for dignitaries and invited guests, along with WAVHF Group and WARG members, to provide the glue that made reliable contact with the Northern Hemisphere possible. The opportunity to promote amateur radio and the things we do, such as these commemorations, POTA, SOTA, World Wildlife Flora and Fauna, and so on, to our dignitaries, which included a representative of the Premier and of the City of Melville Mayor. Judith Arrowsmith, whose late father Doug Arrowsmith was a Lancaster pilot in 460 Squadron, was able to speak with her friends at RAF Binbrook, host airfield for much of the Manor on Chowhound sorties. That for us was a highlight and well worth the effort to get it to happen. There are a raft of people and organisations to thank, so stand by. Robert, VK6WHO, took charge of the Australian branch of the commemoration. PARG had an amateur radio presence at King's Park on the 24th of April and on Anzac Day itself. Accordingly, we thank the RSL and the King's Park Board, and PARG, of course, for braving the cool night air of the 24th. We believe that this is the first time in VK that amateur radio has been represented at a dawn service. Last Sunday, the 27th of April, our ability to operate out of the Aviation Museum, and indeed from within the Lancaster itself, could not have happened without permission and support from the museum management and volunteers. A shout out especially to Trent and Bernie. The WA Repeater Group kindly arranged for DMR Repeater VK6RLM to be dedicated to the four talk groups for the duration of the event. Thanks, guys. Additional and much appreciated support was received from their members in helping us to get up to speed with DMR for the event. And did anyone hear the ABC Radio Saturday Breakfast Show on the 26th? Club President Dave, VK6KV, was invited to share information about Operations Manor and Chowhound and the role that amateur radio was playing in the commemoration. A couple of people turned up to see what all the fuss was about as a result of that. Overall, I think it's safe to say that we raised the profile of amateur radio in VK6 as far as the general public is concerned. In the short term, it probably does not put extra bottoms on seats within our clubs, but who knows what the overall long-term benefits may be. If we do not try these things and make amateur radio visible to the public, then we will never know. Finally, a shout out to Joe, VK3SRC, and Julie, VK3FOWL, as well as Paul, VK5PAS, and Marisha, VK5MAZ, whose sterling efforts operating the special event call sign VK80MAN are very much appreciated. At last count, Paul had something like 1,600 contacts. Joe and Julie focused more on discussing the significance of the operations with their QSO partners. Until next time, enjoy your week in amateur radio. This is Dennis, VK6AKR, and a budgerigar in the background, thanking a fair slab of the VK6AR community.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's May Bulletin to go to air. Firstly, though, an important announcement for members and friends in Perth. Monthly lunchtime meeting venue change. As you may know, Perth members and friends are sampling various meeting venues to determine which one will be the most suitable for the longer term. This month's meeting, on Tuesday, May the 13th, will be held at the 7 Mile Bar and Bistro, 501 Wanneroo Road, Balcatta, starting at about 11:30. A seniors menu is available in addition to the main menu. Their website is 7 Mile Bar and Bistro. Just repeating the website, 7 Mile Bar and Bistro. The venue is close to the intersection of Wanneroo Road and Reed Highway and is readily accessible by car or by bus. Route and timetable information can be accessed from the TransPerth website. Because Phil VK6ZKO, the usual lunchtime coordinator, will be unavailable for the May meeting, Alasdair VK6ATX, formerly VK6KIF, is looking after the bookings. If you wish to attend the lunch at Balcatta on the 13th of May, please email Alasdair ASAP to confirm your attendance. His email address is vk6kiloindiafoxtrot@bigpond.com. Once again, Alasdair's email address is vk6kif@bigpond.com. If you missed any of the foregoing, you can find it all on the new and much improved RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, or just put RAOTC into your favourite search engine. Click on Lunches and this will take you to Perth Luncheons and all the details. Now, some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than it used to be. At 9 a.m. local time tomorrow, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local time, the program will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-meter transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. At midday, or 0400 Zulu, there's a transmission on 28.450 MHz from Mike VK8MA. On Wednesday, April the 9th, we have a D-Star broadcast at about 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C, following AR Newsline. On Sunday, May the 11th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 80-metre broadcasts of the WIA News, both of which now start at 6 a.m. and again after the 40-metre broadcast, which now starts at 8 a.m. Just repeating those new start times, 80 metres at 6 a.m, 40 metres at 8 a.m, both conducted by Chris VK6JI. Full details of all transmission times, frequencies and modes can be found on the RAOTC website. Please note that the 10-metre transmission time tomorrow has reverted to 0400 Zulu. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Tune in tomorrow for the May RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Good morning, campers. The Southern Electronics Group would like to tell you all about a fun little weekend away in the rural radio quietness that is Mayenup. The Mike Beale Memorial Mayenup Hamcampion is on again over the weekend of 16th to 18th of May. This is an opportunity to drag the van, tent or swag down to Mayenup and enjoy some quality time with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Mayenup is roughly 3 hours from Perth, down either the freeway and via Collie or Albany Highway via Kojanup. There is plenty of room to camp. There are hot showers and a camp kitchen if you wish to use our facilities. The site does not provide mains power to campers, so please bring your solar panels or a small generator. There are plenty of tall trees to throw a line and some good places to attach a squid pole. Main upgrounds are a registered POTA, that's Parks on the Air site, AU3768, so you can be activating a park all weekend. Camping is $10 per person per night, which all goes to the Main Up Progress Association for upkeep of the grounds. We can take cash or card when you arrive. We also have a Facebook page for Hamcampton where we provide regular updates. As the event is in May, the weather can be warm, cold, wet or dry, so come prepared. The fire will be cranking most of the weekend, so marshmallows are recommended. This event is 3 weeks away, so don't leave it to the last minute to decide. If you're planning to join us, please drop me a note at vk6ek@gmail.com. That's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo @gmail.com. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
G'day, Mark, VK6 X-ray Lima Zulu with you. Let me start this bundle of news from me this week with a few thank yous. So this past weekend, last week, not the one that we're now halfway through, on both Friday morning, Anzac Day, and on Sunday of last week, I was part of the special event station VK6MAN. First up at the Mount Eliza position with the Peel Group, and I made a small contribution, some contacts on 2 meters and All Star. We had a conversation with a station up at the Gero Vigil, that's the Geraldton RSL, with the scouts up there doing their duty, being a guard of honour to the War Memorial, making sure that no nasty things happened overnight before the dawn service. Oddly enough, about 100 to 200 metres away from me at that point, at the State War Memorial, the Rovers of Perth were taking their turns in marching around the memorial, keeping it safe, as they do every year. I even had the opportunity many years ago to be part of that guard of honour. So, there was that one QSO, vigil to vigil. That was nice. On Sunday, at the Rafa Air Museum in Bull Creek, WAG members, including Anthony, VK6AXB, and Adam, VK6XR, as well as VHF group members and many others, all got on digital and worked stations, but that was digital, and while there was nout wrong with the new tech, we've had it for years now in Perth, I did want to get a signal out on at least 2 metres analog and all-star if possible. So, there was a small problem, and that was getting a reliable signal out of the hangar and, moreover, out of the Lancaster into VK6RLM. And this is where a little bit of ingenuity comes into play and the luck of just happening to have a crossband repeater sitting there in the car park. We got that set up. I was using a Baofeng 17 Pro on 70 centimeters simplex into the crossband in the car park, going strongly into RLM. Hey presto, contacts possible, and this is where I really need to thank the RAFA for the ability to be able to stay in the Lancaster for some 4+ hours in the radio operator's chair. This is not something that they afford to every Tom, Dick, Harry, or in my case, Mark. I do totally understand the hallowed position of being given that opportunity, and it was surreal. Especially when the sound effects of World War II bombs are dropping through the air, and that was being played semi-regularly outside the aircraft. It really was a mind blow. And finally, before I get on to some news from VK6's RRG and WIE, I want to thank you, the hams, who worked me sitting there in the Lancaster last Sunday. What an honour. VK80MAN was commemorating 80 years since the Allied forces made a series of food drops into the Netherlands in what was variously called Operations Manor and Chowhound. I'll conclude now with a quick note that the Lancaster bomber herself will be turning 80 this month, later this month. And now on to WAG news. The next meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group is tomorrow night, the 5th of May. It's okay, folks, I'm reliably informed that there are enough nominations that no one will be dragged kicking and screaming into a committee position, meaning there is no reason to avoid the meeting and AGM tomorrow. Come one, come all, doors open around 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. tea, coffee and refreshments are available, and it remains a premier monthly opportunity for an audio frequency QSO party in the couple of foot range. Yes, there is plenty of time to blow hot air at your fellow hams both before and after the meeting. Tall tales and true. You can find the WAG meeting at the First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, Camp Cornwall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive, in Crawley, off of Hackett Drive, around the corner from both Matilda Bay and UWA. You know the drill, it's a central location. If you live north, head south. If you live south, head north. If you live east, head west. And if you live in the west, lucky you, head east. Drive all the way past the Yacht Club, and hidden on the left, at the end of the drive behind some shrubbery, is Nee, the Knights Who Say Nee. No, sorry, wrong skit. Is the car park to the hall. Hope to see everyone there tomorrow night. Now, not tomorrow, but next week on Monday night, Weissen have a special meeting where there is going to be a show and tell. And Phil, VK6DEV, said the following to me earlier in the week.
Hello. The next meeting of Weissen WA will be held on Monday, the 12th of May, at the First Midland Scout Hall, 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. The Wireless Institute Civil Emergency Network in Western Australia is currently in a rebuilding phase, and we are looking for interested amateur radio operators to become involved. The focus of this meeting will be APRS and APRS messaging in the 21st century. There have been some significant software packages developed to allow us to enhance our operations, and we will discuss and trial using practical demonstrations how we can leverage these new technologies. So come along on the 12th of May to 10 Helen Street, Bellevue. Doors open 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. If you'd like more information about Weissen WA, please visit our website at www.weissenwa.org. That's www.weissenwa.org. We look forward to seeing you on the 12th.
So the next Weissen meeting is not tomorrow, but next Monday, and it's beginning half an hour earlier than usual. Doors will open around 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. start. Where? At number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Number 10 Helen Street is, of course, the First Midland Scout Hall. But just remember, that's 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, not 10 Helena Street in Midland. Just, you know, keep that one in mind. They're two different places. There's plenty of time here too for you to chat both before and afterwards. So with that little bit from Phil, I would hope that it will be a very interesting meeting, and I'd like to thank Phil for doing this. That's pretty much all from me for this week. So 7-3s from WAG and Weissen, and me, Mark, VK6 X-ray Lima Zulu.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, listeners. Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline, 4th of May 2025. I don't know whether John still has those TVs. He has three liquid crystal display, that's three LCD TVs, all with the ability to display computer screens, so have a good big screen in your shack. Free to a good home. Pickup is required ASAP. There's an LG 4230D.AA. I'll say again, Lima Golf 4230 Delta Dash Alpha Alpha with remote. Works as it should. There's also a Panasonic Tango Hotel Dash Lima 32 X-ray 20 Alpha, intermittent problem on turning on. but works well after that. There's a Panasonic Tango Hotel 42 Alpha 400 Alpha with a remote control that's kaput, but you can get another one of those fairly cheaply. Manual's easily downloaded, and pick up from John in Perth, of course. And John's address, I don't know, but you can ring him and find out, or email him. In fact, you can contact John on his email, which is julietoscarhotelnovember.victorkilo6julietfoxtrot@gmail.com. That's julietoscarhotelnovember.victorkilo6julietfoxtrot@gmail.com. Don't forget the dot. Also have a Yaesu Fox Tango 101 transceiver for sale. It was working until a capacitor went splat, and may need some recaps in there. It's a good project for someone. Available from Rodney. His mobile number 0421 934 418. I say again, mobile 0421 934 418. Ask for Rodney. It's part of a deceased estate from some years ago. And that's all I have for you. But if you have any ideas for next week, please call me, Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com is my address. Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. And I hope your team won in the election, and I hope the best team won as well. And thank you for listening. I'll be back again next week, no doubt. Cheers for now, 7-3.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.